It might be impossible at the moment, but when it is possible, one of the places to visit is Rome. One of the places to visit is Rome. If there is a must-see, I think Rome is a must-visit place, if there's such a phrase like that. When people go to Rome on a pilgrimage, people just don't go to the Vatican. People just don't go to see churches. But one of the places that people visit on a pilgrimage to Rome are the catacombs. The catacombs, as you and I know, are the early cemeteries for Christians. And for those of us who have visited one of the many catacombs in Rome, you and I know that there are many Christian art in the catacombs. In fact, it is in the catacombs where you and I will find the earliest Christian art depicting Jesus. Depicting Jesus as the Good Shepherd. Here are some two pictures or images that you will see in the catacomb. This one you will see in the catacomb of San Callisto. The other one, the next one, is in fact older than the first one. And it is found in the catacomb of Saint Domitilla. And you will see in this image that Jesus is depicted as a young man, beardless, and there is a lamb on the shoulder of Jesus. And the early Christians loved this image. They love this image for one reason, I think. The reason being is that Jesus is depicted as someone who has a personal relationship with the people. And because of that personal relationship with the people, they fell in love with some of these depictions, early illustrations of Jesus. They have come to know that Jesus is a God of relationship, a God of love. In today's gospel reading, Jesus says to his disciples and all of us, "I am the good shepherd." Then Jesus goes on to say, "I know my sheep, and my sheep know me, just as I know the Father, and the Father knows me." What Jesus is trying to tell all of us, I think, is that Jesus knows every single one of us. Jesus knows us not as a mass or a big crowd, but rather Jesus knows every single one of us individually. And He knows every single one of us by name. And the good thing is that because Jesus has this relationship with us, Jesus also knows our stories. And the value of our stories. Jesus also knows our intentions. Jesus also knows what's in our hearts. Jesus also knows what we are thinking of. Jesus as the good shepherd also knows our flaws. Jesus also knows our strengths. And because Jesus is the good shepherd, Jesus loves the whole of us individually. Yes, it's a community of faith, but also individually. He loves us. He loves us and He loves the whole of us. The gospel also tells us that Jesus does not only know us individually, but Jesus as the good shepherd is also a good shepherd who defends us. Who defends us from all of our struggles, all of the things that we go through in life, through the light of His Word and through the power of His presence. The power of His presence that is in each one of us. But most of all, today's gospel reminds us that Jesus does not only defend us, Jesus does not only know us, but more importantly, Jesus loves us. Jesus loves us. And the love of Jesus brought Him to the cross. That is why Jesus says in today's gospel, I am willing to lay down my life for my sheep. And that love that is made visible at the cross is a love that continually offers life. A love that is life-giving. But when we look deeper into the love of God, into this gospel, it also tells us that we're not the only people God loves. Jesus says there are other people who does not belong to the sheepfold, but they too I love. Which means to say that the love of God is not selective. That the love of God is universal. The love of God is unconditional. My friends, as a community of faith, as individual persons loved by God, it is our mission to share that love to all. May the Good Shepherd, who knows us, who defends us, who loves us, continue to guide us as we continue the mission of Jesus by sharing His love for all of humanity.